Here are some headlines for our next articles. A call for buses from out of the city to the north and to Norwich University Hospital. The Lord Mayor visits the Samaritans, St Giles car park in need of a makeover, and a care home in Drayton launches a new dining experience. But we start with a bridge in need of a little TLC. It is a bridge too far for Cossey. A treasured landmark for over 150 years and thought to be the first built crossing the Tud, nobody has claimed ownership of the Red Bridge. Frustrated at the bridge falling into disrepair, local resident Andrew Brown took matters into his own hands to strip back weeds and ivy which had taken root in the cracks. While Cossey Town Council owns the river bank surrounding the bridge, the crossing itself is in no man's land, and there are not enough funds to restore it completely. John Newby, Cossey Town Councillor and member of the Friends of the Tud, stepped in to help Mr. Brown when he heard his pitch. "Nobody knows exactly who built it or who owns the bridge," he said. "It is thought it was probably a group of farmers who built it in the 19th century. Cossey Town Council owns the banks of the river along, so that is where the town council became involved."
A care home at Drayton near Norwich is going the extra mile to give their residents an extra special afternoon in response to a challenge launched by celebrity chef Ainsley Harriet. The chef launched the initiative aiming to encourage care homes to come up with new, creative and innovative dining experiences. Brooklyn's entry is a monthly ritzy afternoon, which was visited by a judging panel, as well as Town and County Councillor John Ward and children from St Francis of Assisi Primary School in Norwich. If the home's concept is shortlisted, Mr. Harriet will visit the home on October the 20th to present them with a prize, a top-of-the-range Weber gas barbecue for everyone at the home to enjoy next summer. All staff at the home were involved in developing the idea, including the kitchen staff led by head chef Linda Barney, as well as lifestyle coordinator Michelle Barry and Pippa Lanesbury, the home's administrator. The challenge is taking place across all care homes in the Brooklands group. Judge Nicola Coveney, managing director of CareBase, said, "The home were asked to come up with something that involved residents, their families and the home team that would have a positive impact on the residents' experience of food and dining. We think they have done a fantastic job."
More than £1 million needs to be spent to repair a Norwich City Centre car park, which will reduce the number of spaces available for drivers while the work is done. Norwich City Council bosses say the ongoing deterioration at the 1970s-built reinforced concrete St Giles multi-storey car park has reached a point where repairs are essential. The waterproof membrane on all the suspended decks of the 330-space car park will need to be replaced, with work due to start in the new year. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said structural repairs and refurbishment of the car park surfaces in St Giles were last carried out in 2004, with a projected lifespan of 10 years.
The Norwich Samaritans have welcomed the Lord Mayor, Marion Maxwell, and the Sheriff of Norwich, Richard Marks, to their offices on St Stephen's Square. During their visit, they met with listening and support volunteers to hear firsthand about the vital service they offer to the community. Bill Ashton, director for Norwich Samaritans, said, "We are very honoured that the Lord Mayor and the Sheriff took the time to come and visit us and to learn about the help and support we offer to those in distress. It means a lot to our volunteers to have their hard work recognised and acknowledged." Last year, Norwich Samaritans answered 51,000 calls for help and met nearly 600 people face to face. The Lord Mayor showed a great interest in the work that Norwich Samaritans volunteers do with the Listener Scheme in both Norwich and Birr prisons. This scheme trains prison inmates across the country as closely as possible to the level of support the Samaritans offer, so they can support other inmates with struggles they may be facing. She was also very appreciative of the service on offer to the community as a whole, not only via telephone, but through text and emails too. The Sheriff of Norwich was also impressed to discover that last year the 180 Norwich Samaritan volunteers alone answered in excess of 60,000 contacts, either by phone, face-to-face, by text or email.
Direct buses from rural areas to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, better information at bus stops, and more frequent services, those were among the calls from passengers to bus operators. The Norfolk Bus Forum held its annual public meeting in the Forum in Norwich at the weekend, with the public invited to ask questions and suggest ways to improve services across the county. The public were able to quiz representatives from First, Connect Bus, Anglian and Saunders, as well as Norfolk County Council officers. There were calls for bus operators to consider direct buses from outlying towns and villages to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital at Coney. Charles Saunders from North Norfolk-based Saunders Buses said, "When we are talking about extra vehicles, they are not cheap. When we have looked at this in the past, it has not stacked up at that point of time." He said people were able to change buses in the centre of Norwich and get a bus to the hospital. He added, "People do need to accept we cannot have everything in life and you can get around by changing buses." County Council officers and new information screens said that they were due to be installed at 22 city bus stops, while the frequency and reliability of First 26A service, which goes through Northfields, was criticised. Steve Wickers from First said the service was hourly because demand for more frequent services was not there. He said congestion in the area around the UEA and hospital sometimes caused problems.
More stories in a short while, but now we have our first feature. What is the connection between a Methodist church opened in Norwich in 1938 and a gonk? In our first feature, Derek James explains, and his words are read for us by Christopher Speak.